know, this project, you know, could really be mind-boggling in terms of, you know, the size and scale of the operation. Something that we've been encouraging here in the Territory since we came to government. And now, of course, that we've got pastoral diversification allows for this type of project to happen. And this is exactly what we were aiming for, to allow diversification on these pastoral leases and give pastoralists an opportunity to spread their risk.
So tell us about Sea Farms Group and what it's been asking of the government.
Well, look, they've been in general discussions with us now for a while. They obviously are looking for you know, suitable land on which to put their aquaculture project, and we're helping them to identify where that might be. You know, chances are it could be well on a pastoral lease out in the VRD region, and we're working closely with them. You know, they were certainly in the considerations a while back when we thought about how we can use diversification on pastoral leases, and we looked at the Native Title Act, which it does allow for aquaculture under those terms. So, look, it could be a big proposition. It could be, you know, 1,000, it could be 10,000 hectares of some sort of aquaculture and providing seafood into Asia and maybe even the domestic market.
So that's the land the company's talking about, 10,000 hectares.
Well, that's the figure that was quoted to me a while back of the size of the farm itself, of the aquaculture property. So the property would be bigger, but the area under aquaculture might be as big as 10,000 hectares. So, you know, if that were to be the case, it would be absolutely massive.
And exported out of Darwin?
Look, I imagine so. You know, Darwin would be the sensible route to take. Because, you know, we do have, you know, it's a deep water port, it's 24 hours, 7 days a week, whereas ports in Western Australia aren't, you know, they're subject to tidal flows. So it makes sense to come out through Darwin, and we'll certainly be pushing for that product to come across and use our port.
The dots on the map suggest it's keen on land pretty close to the Ord Irrigation Scheme. What's your understanding?
Yeah, look, that's... The roughly the area that that sort of Gulf country there out to the west, they'll need access to lots of water and presumably seawater for their farming efforts. So that would tie in well with the Ord, and you know, if we can get the this whole aquacultural precinct happening, then we're going to see a huge injection to the Territory's economy as a result.
Are you expecting this grand project to actually become a reality?
Well, look, it's hard to, you know, put a figure on, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10 of whether I think this will actually happen. You know, it's up to the company themselves to work out whether it can be commercial. You know, will the government and I, as the minister, will do everything that I can to facilitate the project. And we've got a good track record at doing that. If you have a look at what we've done in the past 12 months or so to facilitate the poppy industry in the Territory, we can emulate whatever we need to emulate to help support this massive aquaculture project if possible. The idea, of course, is for, you know, government to facilitate, to enable and allow, you know, commercial interests to get in there and actually do their job.
What would it mean to the Territory to have a project like this?
Oh, look, I think there's an opportunity out there for more local employment. Obviously, I would certainly hope that there'll be a part of that will contain some Indigenous component for employment. Every time we have a big commercial enterprise start up, there's an increase in money being spent in the Territory, so that helps local businesses. And I'd certainly like to see that this would lead to upgrades in infrastructure out there. And, you know, it's one of those things... you know, every new project in a regional or remote part of the Territory adds to the case for better infrastructure. So, you know, partnering up with government, you know, private enterprise, I would hope would certainly increase and improve the infrastructure that's out in those regional parts.
The company has bought assets in Western Australia. It's bought a farm in Queensland. When it describes Project Sea Dragon, it says it's looking to North Australia. Is there a risk the Territory could lose the project?
Well, look, I guess there's always an inherent risk that that a company will start its operations elsewhere. But look, I've, to be perfectly frank, We've got a good track record up here of supporting new enterprises and business, and certainly this aquaculture project would be one of those. And look, I don't want to say that the companies would be foolish to look into other states, but certainly the territory should be at the top of their list. We're very much open for business.